Western Cape Judge President John Klope has been found guilty of gross misconduct by the Judicial Service Commission. Klope was accused of trying to sway two Constitutional Court judges to rule in favor of former President Jacob Zuma's 2008 challenge in terms of the legality of the search warrants issued by the then Scorpions unit to seize some 93,000 documents. These documents are now used as evidence in the corruption case against him. In another case involving Zuma, Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng has asked the former president to provide evidence to the Constitutional Court about what sanction he should face if he is found guilty of contempt. Now, joining us on the line, we have the CEO of Freedom Under Law, Nicole Fritz. Nicole, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning to you and to your listeners. Thank you for having me on your show this morning.
Freedom Under Law has welcomed the decision against Judge John Klope. I look at the newspapers this morning, many running the headline that Klope is being encouraged to appeal this because it's a politically motivated decision. Your thoughts on that?
I don't see how it is a politically motivated decision. It's taken 13 years to get to this point. There is a fairly elaborate process that's prescribed in terms of our constitution, and then in terms of the Judicial Service Commission Act, in respect of how these disciplinary proceedings are to occur. We've now had a very detailed and comprehensive report issued by the Judicial Conduct Tribunal, finding that Judge President Klope had sought to improperly influence two judges on the highest court of the land, and that the report resolves that he is guilty of gross misconduct, and that your sanction must then proceed. But it's hard to see how, given the independence of this process, how it could be said to be a politically motivated process.
So what happens from here? Does he have an opportunity to appeal?
Well, he doesn't. I mean, the Judicial Conduct Tribunal, in terms of the JSC's process, this the report now goes to the Judicial Service Commission as a body, as a whole. They will deliberate on that report when they convene as the Judicial Service Commission. Judge President Klope will be invited to attend together with his representatives. They can make representations to the JSC. The JSC will then deliberate as to whether to endorse the findings of the Judicial Conduct Tribunal. And only if they then endorse those findings that have moved forward in the National Assembly will have to call for his removal, and that will have to be supported by a vote of 2/3 of the members of the National Assembly. As to whether Judge President Klope is going to seek to use other legal avenues to seek to review the decisions, I am not the person who could provide any insight into that.
What kind of time frames, realistically, are we looking at before this matter reaches finalization?
I wish I could tell you. We know that the original complaint was laid in 2008. In May 2008, it has taken us 13 years to get to this point where those allegations by the highest court in the land have finally been expertly determined, judicially determined. That has been a period of 13 years. I can only say that I certainly hope that from this point until its final conclusion, we're not looking at another 13 years.
Now, moving on to the other issue, and that is the Constitutional Court writing in the name of Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng to former President Zuma, asking him to suggest what punishment he should be given if he's found guilty of contempt. What are your thoughts on this? I've seen over the weekend many analysts were critical, saying that this is unprecedented. Why is the Constitutional Court making this special allowance for a former head of state? They should not make political considerations. They should look at the matter purely on its merits and make a ruling and leave the rest for the politicians and for the relevant authorities to deal with.
Well, I think one has to take into consideration that this is an exceptional matter. It's not. It's not just that the the individual who's implicated, an individual who chose actually not to appear before the Constitutional Court, in respect of either the preceding matter, which is when the Commission came and asked the court for an order compelling former President Zuma to appear, nor in this most recent application by the Commission to the court that in effect impose a custodial sentence as sanction on former President Zuma for failing to adhere both to the summons of the Commission and to the order of the Constitutional Court. So this particular case where the Constitutional Court is being asked to sit as court of first and last instance in sentencing a person potentially to imprisonment is exceptional. It hasn't happened in this type of way before. The analyst Fanny Rabkin, writing in the Sunday Times yesterday, I think, provided a really illuminating analysis on this. She said, you know, the court is, I mean, what we're talking about here, contempt of court proceedings, it's really a mix between civil and criminal proceedings. And, you know, in the criminal proceedings, which is when you would typically get punishment, after the judgment, the conviction, then parties are asked to provide submissions as to sentencing. That's not, you know, it's not an exact analogy here. It's not a criminal proceedings. It's a mixture. But that the court is asking former President Zuma to provide input as to what he thinks should be the appropriate sentence. I don't know that it should provide a huge concern. I think the Constitutional Court is giving him another opportunity. He has refused every opportunity thus far to have his case heard, to appear before the court, but they are giving him yet another opportunity before they make their ruling. And I think that probably, as some have said, is clever, a clever strategy on their part. And I don't think it's necessarily something that should unduly concern those of us concerned for the rule of law.
All right, Nicole, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on your show.